Good evening. This is Agashpani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Union Minister Amit Shah says government to set up primary agricultural graded societies in around 2 lakh gram panchayats. Budget session of Parliament to begin from 22nd of this month. Nagaland University declares undergraduate provisional results. And Chief Minister Nipirio inaugurates new state-of-the-art Putonio Hospital Complex in Kohima. Now the news in detail. Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has said that the government will set up Multipurpose Primary Agricultural Credit Society, PACS, in around 2 lakh gram panchayats within the next 5 years. Shah announced this while addressing the Sahakar Se Samriti program held at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar on the occasion of the 102nd International Day of Cooperation. Emphasizing on economic cooperation among cooperatives, Shah urged all the district and state cooperatives of the country to conduct their financial transactions only in cooperative banks in order to strengthen the cooperative bank network. Talking about the several initiatives taken by the central government for the empowerment of the cooperative sector in the country, Shah stressed on expanding the cooperative network to make cooperatives viable. On the occasion, the minister launched the Gujarat government's special assistance scheme for farmers on the purchase of nano urea. Shah also virtually inaugurated Amul's first organic store in Delhi and also launched Bharat Organic Atta produced by the National Cooperative Organics Limited. He appealed to the people to buy products from the two brands. The budget session of Parliament will begin from 22nd of this month. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, in social media post, informed that the session will continue till 12 August. He said the Union Budget 2024-25 will be presented in the Lok Sabha on 23rd July. Rijiju said President Draupadi Murmu, on the recommendation of Government of India, has approved the proposal for summoning of both the Houses of Parliament for the budget session. Nagaland University today declared the undergraduate provisional result of Bachelor of Arts, Commerce, Science, Computer Application and Business Administration, which was conducted in May. A total of 8,435 appeared, out of which 6,197 passed the exam with a percentage of 73.47. The university has informed that college principals or authorized personnel can collect the mark sheets during office hours from July 11. The controller of examination stated that application for correction in the mark sheets, if any, should be submitted to the university within 1 month from the date of declaration of result, along with justification and accompanied by original mark sheets. Further, it informed that re-evaluation should come through the college principals to be submitted to Lumami during office hours on or before July 24. The results can be downloaded from the university's website www.nagalanduniversity.ac.in. Chief Minister Nipirio today inaugurated the new state-of-the-art Putonio Hospital Complex at Duck Lane in Kohima. Addressing the event, Rio said the hospital holds a rich history, being the first private inpatient medical facility in the town, which has now moved into a state-of-the-art complex which upholds a legacy of care, dedication and community service. He appreciated the founding family's vision and hard work that has created a place where countless lives have been touched, healed and improved. Observing that the hospital is equipped with the latest medical technology, Rio described the facility as a beacon of hope and progress. The Chief Minister said inauguration of the hospital has opened doors to a future filled with promise and potential. Earlier Managing Director of Putonio Hospital, Dr. Gezevito Ketichu, reflected on starting the journey of the nursing home on July 6, 1990, named after his late mother, and the hospital's growth over the years to reach this milestone. Oath-taking ceremony of the 11 newly elected members of Peck Town Council was held today. Additional Deputy Commissioner of Peck District, Rufukuto Noti, and Subdivisional Officer Civil Tentango E. Nguli administer the oath of affirmation to the new councillors. This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Advisor for Home Guards and Civil Defense, Fire and Emergency Services, Relief and Rehabilitation, S. Kyu Sumiu Yumchunga, launched the Sampurnata Apian for Aspirational Block Kongsa at Salumi under Bungro yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, the advisor emphasized on the need for community-led participation for all developmental projects. Deputy Commissioner Kifre Tumsuwati Longoma briefed the gathering on the purpose of Sampurnata Apian. Awards were presented to the best performers among nurses, Anganwadi workers, and accredited social health activists of the block. To solidify the commitment to the campaign, the attendees took a pledge administered by DC Gifre. The event was followed by inauguration of exhibition stalls by the advisor. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that the future of the country is determined by the youth, and the enthusiasm and commitment of the youth will lead our country towards the vision of a developed nation. He said that the country has a good environment for the youth to grow and they can develop their interest and talent in India. The Vice President was addressing the 12th graduation ceremony of the Indian Institute of Space Science and Technology in Thiruvananthapuram in Kerala today. He said that our country is developing and the global organizations like International Monetary Fund and World Bank had acknowledged it. Dhankar further appreciated the efforts of ISRO in taking the space sector to greater heights that helped in improving foreign relations and improving life of the people at large. The body of the 25-year-old student Rendemo Odio, who went missing after being washed away at Zavura Stream in Kohima on June 27, has been recovered by fishermen from Pangdi village in Woka district. Nodal officer of the District Disaster Management Authority, L. Jonjibemo Odio, confirmed that a body was recovered this afternoon from Tziza Erur area near Pungtung Resort at Doyang Dam. The district police have completed all necessary legal formalities and have been handed over to the family. Nagaland Board of School Education, NBSC, said that the Department of School Education and Literacy and Secretary Department of Youth Affairs, Government of India, has directed to onboard all educational institutions as knowledge institutions onto My Bharat portal. It said My Bharat portal has been launched as an institutional mechanism for use by anyone to improve their youth outreach and their ability to build capacities. NBSC said universities, colleges, schools and technical institutions, upon successful onboarding as knowledge institutions, will get a dedicated web page through which the institution would be able to create digital version of any youth engagement events like short-term volunteer for Bharat and longer-term experiential learning events. Youth who participate in these events will see their work reflected on individual profile pages provided to youth on the portal. The registration link myparat.gov.in/partner/register is for onboarding of any educational institution, and the enclosed SOP for self-registration may be followed for successful onboarding onto My Bharat portal. In this regard, NBSC asked the heads of institutions to register as knowledge institution through the link at the earliest possible time and make use of My Bharat portal. And now 20 News, here are the headlines again. Union Minister Amit Shah says government to set up primary agricultural graded societies in around 2 lakh gram panchayats. Budget session of parliament to begin from 22nd of this month. Nagaland University declares undergraduate provisional results. And Chief Minister Nipirio inaugurates new state-of-the-art Putonio Hospital complex in Kohima. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.